This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The Poynter Institute reports that in Oregon, journalism educators want to prepare students to cover mass shootings. The article, written by Kristen Hare, notes that as mass shootings continue to make news, some of those educators believe they needed to do something. They considered it their responsibility as journalism educators and media scholars to look at how gun violence and how mass shootings are being covered in the media. Is this something, Jasmine, since you teach in the broadcasting department at Western, do you spend a class period or a week focused just on covering mass shootings, or exactly how do you handle this sort of thing?
We talk about covering tragedies because mass shootings aren't the only thing that people are going to face that might psychologically impact them when they go out to cover something. I also talk about their safety in the field and how, regardless of how much I talk about it, I can't promise anything. I mean, no matter how good you are as a journalist, reporter, how many people you have watching your back, you don't know if you're safe out there. And just like they're trying to teach about how to cover mass shooting, you can never teach what's going to happen to you after the story. You can talk about it, but I don't think you know until you've had to cover something like that.
Well, it'd be like trying to teach breaking news. Mm-hmm. You just don't know what the story is or how it's going to unfold. So yeah. You can talk in generalities, I guess, but it's hard to really get into too many specifics. And again, to even know how someone would react to the pressure of that situation until they actually face it.
Based on the information that we have from this Poynter article, I think this is a bad idea, because I think that when you know, they talk about how mass shootings are covered, I think that inherent in that is some kind of commentary on the whole gun issue and gun control, and it sounds to me a lot more like advocacy. Hmm. If they were talking about how to cover a tragedy, how to cover breaking news, you know, if they were talking about the critical thinking skills and the how to handle an ethical issue, how to address your own personal safety while you're reporting in the field, if they were doing it in those general topics to give their students the skill set and the experience and the knowledge to better handle mass shootings and other similar things, I would be for it. But if it is, now we're going to cover how do you cover a mass shooting? That seems to me to be loaded, that there is a specific idea about how mass shootings are covered and whether that's good or not. And it seems an oddly specific thing to be singling out in a journalism program instead of getting to the bigger issues.
You side more with Jasmine's approach than covering a tragedy rather than just a specific type of tragedy.
Yeah, and I mean, and actually even the word tragedy is questionable, because it's, you know, how do you cover something where there's human life loss, there's a public safety issue? You know, the more generic you make it and the more you talk about the overarching things, the better the education is going to be, and the more you hone it down on one single thing. Because if you spend all this time, you know, how to cover a mass shooting, what are you going to do if there's a chemical spill and there's a massive evacuation of an area? You know, unless you teach the skills on a broader lesson, then you're kind of pigeonholing them into one set of ideas of how something's supposed to be, when really the issue, I don't think, is specifically mass shootings, but how do we cover those incidents where there's a loss of life and a public safety threat?
Yeah, and when I was reading this article, by the end, I thought, are they actually teaching the skills? Are they getting into the writing, or are they talking about how other people have done it and how they've done it wrong?
Yeah.
And I kind of looked at that and said, well, I don't even know if they're really teaching how to cover something like this, as opposed to just looking at it, researching these and going, you need to do more follow-ups. Because I saw that was a point in the article, mm-hmm. is that, you know, well, people don't do enough follow-ups, and there's a huge devastation that's done to the community, and people just come in and then they leave, and you mm-hmm. need to do more. And, you know, sometimes when you're a journalist, you don't get put back on the story. you're not there anymore. It really comes down to the news management, whether or not they even want to cover anything after that.
Well, and even when you're talking about the follow-ups and when you're talking about something so specific as a mass shooting, people who side on the Second Amendment idea think that the follow-up should be about how, you know, less strict gun control laws would have prevented this tragedy and other ones. And then people who believe in more control over firearms would say this, the follow-up should be this wouldn't have happened if there was more gun control. So I think it's so loaded and it's so difficult to say that again, if we were teaching about the bigger ideas, that would be something that would make a lot more sense. And it seems needless to focus on such a very specific issue that is controversial.
I think the idea of a lack of a follow-up probably has more to do with out-of-market media than those who actually cover a community where something like this would happen. I would suspect there's plenty of follow-up from the local media. It's the ones from out-of-market, the national news organizations who drop in and then move on to the next big story.
Well, and the other thing is that, you know, in more and more of these, you're seeing that the people who are involved in the situation, who are the relatives of loved ones, they don't want to talk. Yeah. And they'll say, we're not going to talk to anybody about this. And that can go on for years and years. So how do you do a follow-up, you know, when then you end up not following up with the people who were involved in it? You end up following up with the people who have an agenda to push one way or another. And that leads to less quality journalism.
Well, we saw an example here in Macomb last school year. Not a mass shooting, but a tragedy. Three people killed in a single car crash southwest of town. And one of your reporters, Jasmine, was out there and covered it and did a very nice job, a very respectful job of covering this story. And yet the only people who were willing to talk to him did so through social media and were quite hostile about what he did, despite the fact that it was exemplary journalism, actually. It was well-done journalism. He followed, you know, everything that you should do in a case like that. And yet people who knew the victims or were related to them were openly hostile towards his reporting.
Yeah, they were openly hostile via social media and Facebook messages and things like that. They didn't want us to cover the story at all. And it ended up being a DUI-related crash.
And they didn't want that out there.
Right.
But that's a fact that must be established.
Right. And we did the follow-up and, you know, got the coroner's report. And we did our jobs and we did it well and we did it in as respectful way as we do any other story. Journalism is hard to do. And I mean, we did our best with that story. We were not trying to offend people. And it was a really teachable moment for my students because this is a story that they're covering. They're going out and getting the information in the way they're supposed to be getting it. And there was a lot of flack for that. And it taught them, it taught some of them whether or not they wanted to even pursue this career field. And you really don't know until you do get into it. And it's important to be able to do this in real life. And I let them do this as college students.
Hey, with that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.